Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Most remembrances of the late Boston Mayor Kevin White, who died on Friday, focus on how he helped physically transform downtown Boston. But White's four-term tenure also included one of the most difficult chapters in Boston history, court-ordered school desegregation. Emotions from that period are still so tense to this day that several African-American leaders in the city declined to talk publicly about White over the weekend. But one who did is Bruce Bowling, the first black president of Boston City Council. Before Bowling was elected a city councilor in 1981, he worked in Kevin White's administration. And we spoke with him today about the mayor's legacy when it comes to busing, race relations, and inner city neighborhoods.
I think that would be his biggest blemish, and that made an indelible impression nationwide of giving the impression of Boston as being a very racist and violent city. The established institutions, the city council, the school committee, the mayor, the business community, the philanthropic community, the religious community, no one weighed in any responsible way to address this issue of school desegregation.
So what do you think Kevin White, as mayor of the time, could have done, given that that's the situation he faced, to try to make it less disastrous, basically?
Well, the proverbial horse was already out of the barn at that point. I'm not so sure what else could have been done when you had a total abandonment of leadership in the city at the highest levels to deal with this issue. Then you had to implement the plan, and then you were dealing with the most visceral emotional reactions in enforcing the plan. So the city went through a lot of trauma that, in my opinion, could have been avoided.
Bruce, I spoke earlier today to Mel King, longtime African-American community activist in Boston. He said that most politicians in Boston at the time, with very few exceptions, Kevin White included, were more interested in dealing with white anger than with the needs of the city overall, and that what people like Kevin White should have done was be out there in the streets in every community talking to people and trying to bring them together. Do you think that Kevin White could have and should have played that role?
That's a role that I think he did play at some level. Some will contend that it wasn't broad enough and it wasn't sustainable, and there may be some validity to that. But he was pretty much acting in a vacuum. And what I mean by that is that he was on his own because he didn't have the support of the school committee or the city council at the time. Bill Bulger was an infamous opponent. Louise Day Hicks was probably the spokesperson and leading individual in opposition to the school desegregation process. So the mayor had no allies.
Bruce, as we've heard much of over the past few days, Kevin White is credited for having brought major development to downtown Boston, Faneuil Hall, for example.
Absolutely.
But whereas his successor, Ray Flynn, has been called more of a neighborhood mayor, how do you think that Kevin White's policies surrounding neighborhood development affected inner city neighborhoods?
I think that the underpinnings of neighborhood development very much started with Kevin White. They were in their early formative stages. And Ray Flynn picked up the mantle in terms of having a much more focused emphasis on neighborhood development. But when you look at the Model Cities program, you look at the development of the neighborhood health centers, community health centers, all of that started under Kevin White. When you look at the City Hall program and you look at how government could be closer to the people, those things were initiatives that were driven by the Kevin White administration. So, yes, he had a significant focus on large-scale economic development downtown, which transformed the city in a very, very positive way. But there was also neighborhood development elements being laid as well that were then championed when Ray Flynn became mayor.
Bruce Bowling, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're quite welcome.
Bruce Bowling worked in Kevin White's administration and was the first black president of Boston City Council.